our Gemara here in Chagiga, starting from these chapters, are not entirely clear halacha l'maisa for a person who is not conducting themselves with the laws of Tumah and Tara. But here on Daf Chaf, there is a interesting nafka mina l'halacha regarding the laws of Yichud. We know that one of the heterim brought in Ebn Ezer in Siman Chaf Beis is the heter of Baila Be'ir, that a woman is allowed to be alone with a man, for a man who's generally prohibited for her to be with, if Baila Be'ir, if the husband is in the city. And the reason, as explained by Rashi and the Mefarshim, is that there's a sense of Yira, there's a Chashash, there's a fear that her husband may walk in at any time if he's in town, and therefore she would not do anything inappropriate and act in an inappropriate way with another man who's in the same house as her, because Baila Be'ir of the possibility of being caught. Now, one of the heterim, again, is to be in the city. The question is, as to what size city? You know, we have very big cities nowadays. You're going to tell me that, you know, if a couple live in Manhattan and the husband works in Washington Heights and they live, you know, in downtown in the Wall Street area, then all of a sudden there's a heter of Baila Be'ir? It could take an hour for her husband to get walk into the house. And she knows that he's at work. So what size city, what size area do we say that even in a very large city, a metropolis, a major place, that would we still say Baila Be'ir, the husband is in the city, and there's a real fear of the husband walking in and the wife would not do the wrong thing. So there is one machmir opinion here, and that is Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner writes in the Shevet HaLevi in Chela Gimel and Simon Kuf Pei. He says, Adayin mistafina lahakela maisavir gadola. He says, perhaps we could be lenient in a city like New York, over London, Chiyotze Bazeh, de'ika tarte duhu b'mer chakim, v'gam ose b'kviyas b'makum avodaso. But the person is very far away, and he's in the middle of his work. He says, many poskim are saying to be machmir, right? And Rashi says, Baila Be'ir means that there is an idea that he's going to come in and find you out. But he says that, he says it's so far off in such a case that the husband's going to walk in a very big city. He says, I find it hard to say that Rashi and the other Rishonim would say that the heter of Baila Be'ir, the husband may walk in, may apply and alleviate the prohibition of Yichud. However, the Rav Vosner seems to be alone in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is considered to be the modern classic on the laws of Yichud. He quotes in the name of the Chazon Ish, Shehor Bishnas Tavshin Yud Gimel in 1953, Shekol Tel Aviv, all of Tel Aviv, V'af Shchuno Sei, Harachakos, and even the outskirts, the outer cities of Tel Aviv, Nechshav Bekula Ba'ala Be'ir, it's all considered Baila Be'ir, Ulinyan Tel Aviv V'Ramat Gan, Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan, the surrounding area, Pasak Az to have a Ki'ir Acheres, he thinks that is a different city between Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv, and Kol Shekein, Pesach Tikva and Tel Aviv, they are Beis Ayos, those are two cities. Now, what would the Chazoners say nowadays about Tel Aviv? I don't know. But the Chazoners clearly holds, if it's two distinct cities, Petach Tikva versus Ramah Gan versus Tel Aviv, then we would not have the heter of Baila Be'ir regarding the laws of Yichud. The Stipler in his letters in the Karyana di Gartel Chelek Beis, he says that if the husband works in Tel Aviv, and it's clear that it's all part of the same city, it's considered a Baila Be'ir. And he says, Bismanenu, in our days, Shiyachala Vobimakam Avodaso Bishakala, he can get home easily al yidei taxi, through a taxi. He says that's considered being home. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Chuvas and Ezra Chelik Dalid says it depends on his ability, that it depends on the ability of him to return home. Meaning, if you live in a big city and it's not physically possible for him to really return home at any moment, on a whim, then it wouldn't apply. But theoretically, if it is possible through transportation to get home at a reasonable time, at a moment where she would not know, then we would say Baila Be'ir. Rav Tovia Goldstein in the Kovet Hilchos Yichud says the same thing. Rav Avadya Yosef was asked in the Mayan Omer in Chilakes, and he says even in a big city it would apply as well. And the Shulchan Yosef and other Sfarim all saying that even in a big city we can say Baila Be'ir. There are some sveikos. The Ezer Mikodesh writes in Sif Hay over here in Siman Chaf Beis, he says it may depend on what she knows is going on. He says, Dekai Melanke Shabala, Rak Be'ir, Yeshmira, Velo Plug Chazal. He says, there's low plug, it doesn't distinguish, Chazal didn't differentiate whether it's Ir Gedola, and he lists a number of cities, I'm not sure what cities he's talking about, but he says, perhaps there's a low plug, and he says, it would make sense there's a low plug, that we don't differentiate based on the size of the city, but he says, perhaps, I'm not entirely sure, he says, Tzarech li'in a little bit, if we would apply in this case, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Nun Beis, Ish Shabbat La Bi'ir, and he doesn't qualify. He makes no qualification regarding the size of the city. Let's turn now to our particular point and the connection to Chagiga, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. There, we have a tshuva from Rav Sternbach in his Tshuvas Vanagos Chelakei in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. He repeats this in his Sefer Orchos HaBayis as well regarding the laws of Yichud. Listen to what he says. I'll read to you from the tshuva. He says, Isha Sheba Allah Nim Sabir. A woman whose husband is found in the city. Ein Israel Yisachet Ima. There is no prohibition to have yichud with such a woman. B'pnei she'emas ba'alaha, because, again, the sense of fear of being found by the husband is still there. U'b'shem Rabbeinu HaChazanish, they say in the name of the Chazanish, that on one hand, afilo b'ir gadol, even in a big city, kamo London, New York, there's no isser of yichud if the husband is in that city. U'meidach, however, on the other side, they say in his name that Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan are not one city, and there's differences between them. Even though there's literally a house or two between Bnei Brak and what's considered Ramat Gan, nevertheless, the Chazanish said there's a difference. So what does that mean? Says Rav Sternbach, how could it be that in a big city like London, we say Bai Labi'ir, and there's no prohibition of Yichud, but if you're literally on one side of the street and it's Ramat Gan, and the other side of the street is Tel Aviv, then all of a sudden we have a problem. So he says, Tzarech lomar shekach havei takanas chachamim. This is the takana of the chachamim. This is what Chazal made a gzeir. This is the law they established. And even if it doesn't fit exactly to what we understand what it means to be Be'ir, nevertheless it stands. V'lechora hadavar tamua. He says it's very strange. Sherei shorish ha-hetzer shebai le-Be'ir. The source of the leniency of the husband being in the city, who she'emas balala, right? There's a sense of trepidation, of fear, that the husband could walk in at any time. V'hayich na'kel be'isr de'oraisa be'ir gedola. How could we be lenient in a Torah prohibition of yichud in a big city when the husband is an hour away from the house? You live on one side of the town, the husband lives on the other side of the town, an hour away to get home. How can we say b'ala be'ir? V'lo ein she'em'ir gorim esapachat. Do you think for the woman, says Rav Sternbach, the name of the city creates the pachad, right? The woman is saying, ah, I live in Manhattan. Manhattan, Manhattan, Manhattan. London, London, London. As long as he's in London, something's wrong. The woman is not looking at a map and saying, well, you know, he's in this area that's geographically considered legally London or New York, and therefore, you know, I'm scared to not do anything wrong. It doesn't make any sense. It's not the name of the city that creates the fear of the woman. It's the distance of getting home. V'alkein amina l'chadesh. He says, I want to make a chiddush, a novel idea. Sheheter baila be'ir hu dafkim nimse b'merchak esrim dakos v'beso. It is 20 minutes away from the house. That is the definition of baila be'ir, where there would be no prohibition of yichud if it was within 20 minutes, and yes, there would be yichud with another man if it was outside 20 minutes. Why? Why 20 minutes? V'ulai b'zman chazal stam ir havekin. He says, perhaps in the days of chazal, a regular city could be traversed in 20 minutes. V'smach l'devarenu b'chagiga, it is our Gemara Chagiga. Shematirim b'taharos, shemefached b'yos mimil. The Gemara Chagiga says what? Listen to this beautiful connection. The Gemara Chagiga says that within a mil, we are worried that somebody who is in Am Haaretz may come and be metame with tuma, the taharos, the pure and tahar fruit, and the produce that is being carried. And the Gemara says, to what extent do we begin to fear that the owner will come and find the worker who's an Am Haaretz has now touched or ruined the taharos? It's within a mil. Outside of a mil, we are concerned that the owner may not get there fast enough and the worker may not be scared enough of him, and he may now not be careful and be metame and make impure the taharos, the holy fruit that he's carrying, the produce that he's carrying. But within a mill, so then we're not concerned because the owner could show up at any time and the worker could be caught. A mill in halach is generally on an average about 20 minutes. And therefore, he says, Rav Sternbach, we see from our Gemara that emas ba'ala, the fear of being caught within one area, is a mil. And that's the raya he wants to bring. He says, uposkeis manenu stamu velo matzasi shekavu shir. The poskim don't seem to say anything. They don't have an amount. Uldati kedai l'hachmer k'ma shekasa. I think you should be machmer as I have written 20 minutes. Ubeprachim atzinu bekama achronim. We see amongst a number of achronim, sherai shelo l'smoch l'hatr b'chai gavna. The chachma sadim doesn't want to be in this case as well, so we can at least rely on my 20 minutes. Vonir lil chadesh. I also want to offer a novel idea. Shibarim gedolim hamor kavos merubaos umishkanos gedolos sheish lahem rishus municipaliat umenahalas inyanayam. If there's different municipalities within one city, like in London, there's this region, there's Golders Green, and there's Hackney, and New York, there's Brooklyn, and there's Williamsburg. Those are the four cities he talks about. He says, Yeshli tein l'shchuna, the neighborhood should be considered that area regarding Yichud. So that would mean is that, you know, Williamsburg is not Brooklyn, or is not Flatbush, and Golders Green is not, you know, Hackney or that different area, and says Rav Sternbach to make a chiddush that those areas on their own are by labir, but outside of those neighborhoods without different municipalities should not have the status of by labir. So we see here a connection to our daf here in Chagiga.